buying behavior has changed. Prospects don't click on links in emails anymore, and they don't watch the videos you spend hours creating every week. Instead, send personalized gifts and memes using VidYou. You can quickly create engaging, personalized content that immediately grabs your prospect's attention, helps you stand out in the inbox, and does it all without forcing them to click anything or go anywhere. Head over to vidyou.io/salescast to sign up for free and spend less time getting your messages across and more time selling. My name is Colin Mitchell, and welcome to Sales Transformation, a daily podcast with the best moments from the most respected people in the sales world. The goal of this show is to give you a daily dose, weekends included, in 10 minutes or less to help transform the way you sell. I hope you enjoy today's episode, and now to David to tell you what you can expect in today's episode.
Oops, I missed the mark there. Well, sellers often take inbound responses as go signals to jump right into pitching rather than starting a conversation to connect with their prospects. And that usually leads to an epic fail and sadly, zero sale. So tune in as Mark and Colin break down why sellers miss their targets and why they should always lead with value in this latest episode of Sales Transformation.
So you brought up Salesforce, and I absolutely have to tell this story because this is amazing to me because they are a leader in the sales industry, right? Like their CRM, they are this massive company that represents sales. They send me an email about a customer experience report that I want to read. It's got data in it, right? I'm like, I love this. This sounds like something I want to read. So I click it, I download it. So I immediately get sent into their sales funnel, right? Of course. Yeah. That's great. I think that's unbelievable marketing and turning marketing tools into lead gen. Great. The miss was that immediately after I downloaded that report, I got hit with cold calls and cold emails from the same rep that immediately went into wanting to talk to me about how I can use Salesforce to help my business. Now, what a miss. I came into your world and downloaded a report from your company, your site, and you don't take the time to look the 3 seconds extra to see what it was that brought me in to say, hey, instead of going right to how Salesforce can help you, hey, Mark, saw that you downloaded our customer experience report. Would love to walk you through the data and talk to you about the report so that you have a clear understanding of what it is. And then maybe we can have the opportunity to talk about how Salesforce might help you. Bam. I'm in for that conversation all day.
Yes. So the miss is not leading with value, wanting to help, wanting to serve, taking the time to see what it is that you even gave a shit about before trying to go for the conversation.
150%. And like to me, to be a sales rep at Salesforce is the greatest thing ever. Because if you thought like a CEO of your own company, you'd be like, this is all mine. All of this data, all of this marketing material, all of this is mine. All I have to do is use it to my advantage to deliver value to as many people as I can. They're making the job easy for you. I showed up on an inbound leads list. All you have to do is convert it to a conversation. But because you don't understand how to lead with value, you missed immediately.
Oh, and for sure, they've got more data than just what you downloaded. They've got your socials. They've got what you care about. They've got more information than most to lead with value and have a more informed conversation.
Yet they're not, or she's not using it. I should say. I don't know. Maybe I'm sure there are people are in the organization that are using it, but she was not.
All right. Well, if they're listening, maybe they can figure that out and put her back to training. Whoever it was.
I hope so.
Or maybe even better, maybe you should reach out and offer training. Training, coaching, mentoring. Get them. You have some data to lead with an informed conversation.
So I responded to that after she sent me four. because I wanted to see what would happen. You know, she sent me four cold emails.
I love doing that sometimes. Just and seeing how companies.
And I responded and said, "Hey, Alessia, do you know what brought me into the Salesforce funnel?" And then I got no response back. So I don't know if I asked her a question she didn't want to answer or she wasn't prepared to answer. But I wanted to get into a dialogue of let me teach you how to help play this game. And I don't know. I don't know if she wasn't interested or what happened, but we'll see.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. If you're enjoying the show, drop us a review on your favorite podcast platform. And we hope that you'll tune in again tomorrow as we are here for you every day, weekends included, to help you transform the way you sell.